Langdon glanced over at Bruder and Sinsky, who had been staring upward and who now lowered their eyes to earth.
Jesus, Bruder said.
Yes, Mirsat said excitedly, and Allah and Muhammad too.
Langdon chuckled as their guide directed Bruder's gaze to the main altar, where a towering mosaic of Jesus was flanked by two massive discs bearing the Arabic names of Muhammad and Allah in ornate calligraphy.
This museum, Mirsat explained, in an effort to remind visitors of the diverse uses of this sacred space, displays in tandem both the Christian iconography from the days when Hagia Sophia was a basilica and the Islamic iconography from its days as a mosque. He gave a proud smile. Despite the friction between the religions in the real world, we think their symbols work quite nicely together. I know you agree, Professor.
Langdon gave a heartfelt nod, recalling that all of the Christian iconography had been covered in whitewash when the building became a mosque. The restoration of the Christian symbols next to the Muslim symbols had created a mesmerizing effect, particularly because the styles and sensibilities of the two iconographies are polar opposites. While Christian tradition favored literal images of its gods and saints, Islam focused on calligraphy and geometric patterns to represent the beauty of God's universe. Islamic tradition held that only God could create life, and therefore man has no place creating images of life, not gods, not people, not even animals. Langdon recalled once trying to explain this concept to his students. A Muslim Michelangelo, for example, would never have painted God's face on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. He would have inscribed the name of God. Depicting God's face would be considered blasphemy. Langdon had gone on to explain the reason for this. Both Christianity and Islam are logocentric, he told his students, meaning they are focused on the Word. In Christian tradition, the Word became flesh in the book of John. And the Word was made flesh, and he dwelt among us. Therefore, it was acceptable to depict the Word as having a human form. In Islamic tradition, however, the Word did not become flesh, and therefore the Word needs to remain in the form of a word. In most cases, calligraphic renderings of the names of the holy figures of Islam. One of Langdon's students had summed up the complex history with an amusingly accurate marginal note. Christians like faces, Muslims like words.
Here before us, Mirsat went on, motioning across the spectacular room, you see a unique blending of Christianity with Islam.
He quickly pointed out the fusion of symbols in the massive apse, most notably the Virgin and Child gazing down upon a mihrab, the semicircular niche in a mosque that indicates the direction of Mecca. Nearby, a staircase rose up to an orator's pulpit, which resembled the kind from which Christian sermons are delivered, but in fact was a minbar, the holy platform from which an imam leads Friday services.